time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
All right. We're back. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy, Poetic, and tonight, man, we're going to have an awesome show right here on the program. So I want you guys to stay tuned because tonight we're going to talk about the respect level. But is it better or worse towards females in today's music? But before we get into that, let's go to the throne and give thanks to the Almighty. Lord, thank you for allowing us to come together collectively as a community to express our thoughts as we choose to do so. Lord, we ask that those who do be respectful of you, knowing that you are the king, you are the throne. And with that said, everybody else will be respected. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that for every ear and every mind that is tuned and locked into the program, that they can get something out of it, take it back into the marketplace of music, and use it for the best interest of all who listen. In Jesus' name, as we pray, amen. Tonight, guys, we're going to be talking about, is the respect level better or worse towards females in today's music? We happen to be in a business where when we put something on CD, it can go out to a massive amount of people. And with that said, it affects all ears that is tuned to our music. Now, what we choose to put on that CD could be, let's just say, life and death is in the power of the tongue. The Bible tells us that. And that is real. That we choose to put, you know, language that can affect someone's demeanor, someone's self-esteem, then we're hurting, we're pretty much hurting the cause instead of being a help to the cause, being constructive. You can use words destructively or constructively. What do you choose to do? You are the writer. You're the author. You can make it happen. But think about it when you're doing it. And tonight, let's talk about it. That's all. Really, I can't influence your thoughts, but I like to do so. But I would like to at least get it from you, hear you guys' expressions as we speak on it. All of our guests are not here yet, but I'm sure they're coming. Those who are interested in speaking tonight, all I ask that you do is press the number 1 on your phone. That'll allow us to know that you want me to come to you. Go to 213-559-2995. You can, again, the number to call in is 213-559-2995, just in case you're listening in by your computer and you're just wondering why we're not hearing you, because you haven't called in, you haven't pressed the number 1, so we would know that you like to speak. So, again, press the number 1 on your phone. We're talking about, is the respect level better or worse towards females? And the first person I'm going to go to, I'm going to open up one of our guests, Eli. Eli.
Hello.
Welcome to Hip Hop National, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good. Eli, tell us a little bit about you, who you are. What do you do? Are you a rapper? Are you a songwriter, beat maker? What it is that you do? But then tell us how this particular subject is dear to you, or is it? Is the respect level better or worse towards females in today's music? What's your thoughts?
Well, honestly, I'm as an artist that does write his own music, and I also play around with beats and various other things in the music industry. I think that it depends on which side of the table that you're looking at it from, because honestly, some people may think that it's getting better because they're actually putting their foot down and they're saying, maybe we should take away some of these words in these lyrics and kind of uplift our women. Or some people may not even care and just be on an entirely different side and be more or less not caring. So if you're in the playing field of not caring, things kind of start to spin off into a different direction. They're more or less calling their women all kind of different terms, and the women seem to not care. So it depends on what side you are, because there are women out there that are like, no, you're not going to speak to me this way. I'm very well educated. I have respect for myself, and not only myself, but the community around me. So I feel like it just really depends on how you look at it and from what table you look at it. I feel like it's getting better, though, honestly, because a lot of us are very well educated, and we're kind of looking like, well, this is what people used to do in the 90s, and, you know, how they kind of, like, brought people down. And then there was people from the 90s that was bringing us up. And it, like I said, it just depends on what side of the table you want to be on.
Okay. Thank you very much. Stay with me, okay? I appreciate you weighing in, Elon. Stay with us. We got my girl Butter in the house tonight. Butter, what's happening? Pretty good. How are you doing tonight? Hello? 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 Do you guys hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. It seems like Butter is got mute on her phone.
Okay. All right. We also have we got my boy Raw Dog right here. Raw Dog. Hey guys, I gotta let y'all know who Raw Dog is. Raw Dog is that dude in the trenches that got your back when you're going through a trial and tribulation. I'll be honest with you, it's the kind of guy you want on your side. I'll tell you why. I'll be honest with you. He'll have artillery back there shooting over your head to make sure nobody's shooting at you. So I got to tell you, I got to appreciate this cat. Thank you, Raw Dog. You now got the floor, sir.
Yay for Raw Dog. Boy, you just keep pumping air up my – yeah, you know, I'll tell you like this, you know. I like the subject that you got today. I think it's a great subject, and I want people to think about it. Because you know what? Hip-hop is – those that love hip-hop, they're growing up, and they want to continue to hear hip-hop. But now they have children. And having children and enjoying hip-hop, the lyrics have to get better. It's no longer just a young person enjoying that upbeat, the twerk and the dances that are involved with hip-hop. It's now they're having children, and they're getting married, and they're holding down jobs, but they love hip hop. But there's a respect that comes with age. That in my house, I'm not going to allow a lot of negativity in the words when it comes to females and what have you. So as they grow up, so does their choice in the hip hop music that they're going to spend their money on. You know, not saying that there isn't a lot of underground with a lot of negativity, but saying that those that are getting pushed to the top, it's no longer just the teeny boppers that are enjoying hip-hop. You've got older heads, such as yourself and Twyla. Are you there, Twyla?
Yes, sir, I'm here. How you doing?
See, I knew baby was going to show up after I got on there. You just don't have the magnetism to bring her out.
That's what it is, man. It's your charisma over mine. Okay, man.
All I had to do is say her name, and she was there.
Well, you know,
that's
you turned my
and give
flicker. Hey, look. Hey, Road Dog, you turned my flicker into a flame, honey.
Hey. When I can call your name and you're there, whew, tell me about it.
Go ahead and weigh in for us, because we got other people on the phone. We want to make sure we bring everybody in. We're going to get this thing kicked off and started. But weigh in for us,
yeah.
Because you that female right now.
Yes. Oh, my
yes,
God.
Yes,
you know, I don't, you know that. You know I'm loving this
topic.
You hear that voice,
brother. You hear that voice, brother.
I don't even know where to start. Hey, look, I'm... I'm shook right now. I don't even know where to start at with this. I mean, without a doubt, with the where it first starts. Well, I think about where it first started with some of the disrespect in music and the women and everything. Nobody puts a handle on it, you know, and it's just simply to the point where it's just totally out of control, you know. And it's like, what do we do now that is totally out of control with the disrespect, you know, of the female? And then it appears as if almost when you look at some of the videos and, you know, it's like, to us, it looks like they don't care, you know, just like with that video with, what's his name, I think Anelli, and you know, when, I can't think of the song right now, but it was like they did this and like they didn't care. And it's like, what do you say for women who degrade themselves or allow themselves to be degraded? And what do we do?
Okay. And we're going to get into that. Y'all stay with us. 213. No, I'm sorry, guys. I want you guys to call. You're already here. Just press the number one. We want you to weigh in tonight's topic. We're going to move to John Lowe, and then I'm going to get into the questions. And Twyla, that what you just said, what do we do about it? We're going to get to that. John Lowe, you got the floor.
Hey, how y'all doing? How you doing, Rod Dog and Twyla? How y'all doing?
Hi.
Hey, John, how you doing?
How you doing, sir?
It's been a minute. You know, like I said, it's a great topic, you know, especially when you talk about women and stuff. Degrading these women today into the music, you know. Me, myself, I'm the type of guy, I don't like to degrade a woman and stuff like that because I respect women and stuff like that, but it's in the music, you know. But it's coming to a point, I think the first caller made that a lot of educated people now, and they're trying to grow up. I think my dog touched on that too. People trying to grow up now. They need to grow up about people, what they say into their music, because everybody listens to music now. It's just not the younger people, it's the older people too, also start listening to music and stuff like that, and people just get tired of just hearing something without no meaning to it. And it gets kind of sad sometimes for women to, some women, you know, like I say, seems not to care what they say about them. And that's sent a wrong message out to other women. So I think women need also to start to representing women, to represent themselves a little better into the music, their own music also.
Mm-hmm. I want to put out a disclaimer tonight, guys. Tonight you guys gonna hear Poetic a little uncut for a reason. I want to draw a feeling from you guys as we speak in tonight's topic. Today I did a post. I'm disappointed because I was looking for a little bit more feedback on it today. But that's okay, I'm going to tell you. What I said in the post, and it was some pictures on my wall that I had put. It said, a woman is someone's mother, grandmother, a wife, a sister, a daughter, a aunt, a girlfriend. They are to be honored, cherished, and respected. Don't get me wrong. God created that artwork. And when he created that artwork, he did it with meaning. In fact, I'm going to show you how much meaning it carried. A woman was here to procreate and populate this earth. She is a mother for a reason, because that's how the world has been populated, through a woman. So to see her in the light of these words, I'm gonna go there, guys, just let you know, and I'm not going there to disrespect anyone. I'm doing it for a reason. There's a new word that has surfaced, and it's called a thought. related words that goes with this is hoe, slut, whore, bitch, ratchet, thot, squally, thirsty, hoe, shanks, ugly, ghetto, girl, booty, thotties, sex, hoe, nasty, bop. Okay.
You can stop anytime.
Okay, listen, these are easily simplified words that we can rhyme off of. But my question is, couldn't we investigate a little bit more deeper and come up with something more clever? If we could do that in such ratchet terms, can't we say something more clever about the mother who brought us here on this earth? The sister that we have, the daughters that we have, the aunts, the grandmothers that we embrace. It's kind of crazy. And Raw Dog, I'm glad you spoke up. You said I could stop at any moment because it draws. If a man with conscience, it draws and hit nerves when you talk about his mom that way or his sister that way. That's why tonight I take it to home. Anybody who's listening, guys, please call in at 213-559-2995. Press the number one. We want to hear from you tonight. Okay? Right off. Go ahead.
Can I jump in here?
Yes, sir.
Well, now, see, now, you know what? See, now, okay. And I
hey,
right off.
Wait, do me a favor. After you're done, bring in that caller, the 954
okay.
number. Okay?
Okay. I'll do that. Let me say this. You know, I heard all of the terminology that you gave. Now let's think about that terminology and as it came in, the period of time that it was introduced. Now, I hate to say this. In my days of being a player and what have you and dating different females and what have you, they were single mothers in that flock, okay? And some of the things that they would do in front of their children, you now have the children that came out and are hip-hop artists. I hate to say it, but I understand where all of that negativity came from because of the men coming in and out and mama playing the games. Of getting money and the things that they saw.
Yes.
Because, you see, they would, you know, not all the mothers that, you know, would close the bedroom door when they had somebody in their bedroom and playing the game with this one and that one. You know, they might have four or five guys they're dating.
Yeah.
And it brought about that outlook that you're hearing in some of the hip-hop lyrics. But now listen to this. My generation was before that. My generation always talked about a team, having a queen, being a king. So we didn't come out with those negative positions of calling women in the terms you used. We were looking
for queens. I didn't use those
queens.
Terms. I read those terms.
Those terms that you read, we were looking for a queen. We were looking for somebody to make a team. We weren't looking in that way of categorizing in a negative form. We were looking for the winner. You know?
But a lot of the women wasn't putting themselves out there in that fashion that they're doing now.
Let me put it like this.
So
they might have put themselves out there, but guess what? It didn't come to the light of day.
Right, yeah.
Okay, see, you know, everybody, I put it like this, and I hate to say it in the terms that the young folks, you know, men are as big a hoes as women. Okay? It's a hustle out here in this world, especially if you don't have an education. Let's not play with each other and try to tell each other we don't know what that is. I have often told my lady, hey, looky here. One of us got to turn out to the street. It will be me first, not you. Because I can play the game and come home. She can't play the game and come home because I may not accept her.
She's not
but
even designed to play the game.
Because I'm feeding the family. You understand me?
Yeah.
So let's just get that straight, because let's put it like this. Hey, we don't know what we will do if everybody's going hungry at home.
All right, all right. Now hold on for a little balance. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Bring in that number for me, Rollo. That was my whistle, man.
You just wanted me to bring in 954-304. Who do we have on this line? You got your hand up.
Hi, my name is Aria. I'm just responding to what Al said about, you know, the terms out there and things like that, and why rappers include that in their rap. I feel like it's because basically, like when a new writer wants to write, they start getting in the mindset of competing with other rappers. Mm-hmm. So I feel like all the rappers are mainly using words like that. So basically, it's like, you know, it's like for instance, like I was trying to make like a rap, and Al was trying to teach me, you know, and I just felt like right when I did it, is like I was just like, I just remember like a lot of rappers came up in my head, like, you know, like a lot of people, and they're just cursing and stuff like that, and it's like it just reminded me of that, but I was just tempted, but I made sure I didn't use words like that, but it's just very hard because, like, I think, you know, they just try to compete with other rappers. Right, all of them, like, mainly all of them curse and stuff, you know. Nicki Minaj, let's see, Trey Songz. Everybody uses the word hoe.
Now, my question is, I got a question across the board. I want to ask you guys a question across the board. Stay with us, Ariel. The question, what I want to ask is, do you think we perpetuated what she just said? She says a new rapper come up, he competes with the other rapper. Is it something that we just perpetuate among our people to call out our women that way, or call them out in this term? And Rondo, you mentioned people turns out to the streets and what you call it, but is it a behavior that we encourage? Because I'm going to go here and say this. Although those terms have been out there and they to be associated, if every time you stuck your head up out of this hole and somebody smack you and call you the N-word or they call you a dummy, after a while, every time you stuck your head out of that, you're going to start relating and associating yourself as that, because that's all you get to know.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry, but you know what? You get to hear his name calling and somebody calling you dumb. All you do is you get your money together and move out of the neighborhood. But anyway, go ahead.
I'm going to give you a prime example. Remember Roots? When Kunta Kinte, Roots, the movie Roots.
Yeah.
When Kunta Kinte kept telling him his name was Toby. But they said it's Kunta Kinte. After a while, they beat him so much, he learned to accept the term in which others saw him.
Yeah,
even
but wait
though
a minute.
He was
but out
didn't change
hold it,
what
hold
he
it, hold
said.
It. That was a bad example.
That was
a bad example?
Well, it's not a bad example, Rodolph.
No, it is. You know
I'm
why?
Trying to, no, it's
because
not.
Because the
I'm
example
you
I gave you about getting up moving, he tried to run away. But not because
exactly.
of slavery.
I agree. All I'm trying to tell you is he accepted the term and had to eventually live with it because they forced
But listen,
it.
Poetic, he set the terms under the condition, but he still felt like he wasn't changed within him spirit within his spirit.
Exactly.
He didn't change within his spirit under that. His conditions.
I agree.
You know,
because
he still.
Are we conditioning our generations to do that?
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to bring in another caller. Hold on. 954-203. 954-203. Please say your name where you're calling in from.
This is Jumetti from Fort Lauderdale.
Jumetti, what's happening?
Hello.
Don't help him, Jumetti. And we've missed you, Jumetti.
I miss you guys as well.
But he's wrong tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead, Jumetti.
Well, the unfortunate thing, like you said, Poetic, is that it's becoming too much of the norm. And no one wants to speak out or speak against, you know, what everyone else is vibing on, per se, for fear of being different. And those of us who choose to ignore and try to educate those who have not been made aware of how demeaning the choice of words are, you know, we end up being the non-popular individuals. But in today's society, with the verbiage being used to describe women or to describe types of women, we are being the outcast. If I'm making sense, we're being crucified. So the thing is, we created a footprint that we now have to erase. You know, we've allowed it to go on, starting in the late 90s? Because, you know, music used to be music. You know, and now music is just vulgarity for the most part. And you see the individuals who have made the choice not to use such strong adjectives, you know, they're not in the top 100.
Right.
That's correct.
You know, so it's about all of us standing up for what we know is right and being in support of those who are, you know, presenting items or presenting music that is conducive for listening. You know, and again, I think I may have said this on another show. Individuals pay for the beat. They're not even listening to the lyrics. Some of these songs that are out there, they're dancing to the music, and when people actually give them the words or tell them, you know, say, well, you know, have you paid attention to the lyric there? Adult women are dancing in front of their kids to this music, not even knowing what the lyrics are, just listening to the beat, you know? You have to learn to listen. You have to condition yourself to listen to the music, and therefore your children will follow. You can lead by example. In those
type
of situations. So.
All right.
I think she's perfectly correct.
I don't know
how Kunta Kinte got in there as an example when he couldn't get away and move out of the neighborhood. I still don't know how that one goes. Because if he could have moved, he would have never changed his name.
That's my point. But Rado, I agree with what you're saying. I wasn't talking about that he could not move. I'm just trying to say, the example I was saying is, every time you stuck your head up out of what you call it, people started to associate yourself with what you call it. Okay, if you didn't associate yourself with it, everybody else around you will associate you with that, because that's what they call you every time you stuck your head out the hole.
I'm a believer in the Phoenix, you know. It went down in flames and came out, you know, big and beautiful. I mean, you know, let's put it like this. You know, everybody knew the person they went to school with that wasn't considered the attractive one and this and that and the other, and everybody goes their ways after graduation in high school, and then, okay, reunion comes, and who is this gorgeous creature? You know, I mean, so, you know, my whole thing is I hear what you're saying. And in the lyric part of it, yes, they have gone too far to the left, but I'm hearing more in women coming together and talking about being the boss, which is a uplifting. And, you know, as the hip-hop generation gets older, and I know my kids, you know, they're now in their 30s and what have you, you know, as they're getting older, they're becoming more mature. Because they're starting to understand that type of music with the negativity and the thought process of the names and what have you wasn't what they wanted under their picture as a female, as a lady. You know, the word lady is one in hip-hop that they're not using as much as they should, because it means a lot. It has credentials behind it, you know, whereas with all these other negative points and what have you, you know, it's like being a barber or a dope dealer or what have you. All those negative points are just like little job titles on how you're hustling, getting your money. But a lady is a person that carries themselves in a way that is more respectful. And, you know, those type of things and lyrics should be emphasized rather than the easy mark and the get over and the one night stand and all of those things. So, you know, you get a lot of, like Jannetty said, you get a lot of these hip-hop lyricists that when we create songs and what have you, the music behind it, you know, they put something on it that they haven't thought about. See, you know, the funny part about creating music is that those of us that create it, we might have songs that are 6 years old that no one's ever heard that has no lyrics. But the guys that are pulling lyrics on it, oh, okay, hey, we're going to spend about 3 hours and we're going to lay the lyrics on top of this. Well, okay. But did they listen to that song for the last 5 years in you know, on a rainy day, on a sunny day, to see if that song had shelf life? You know, you can get something that's going to be a splat on the ground and, you know, bring you a little notoriety, but you're not going to get something that's going to be carried on for any length of time and passed on through the generations like a James Brown, you know.
Or,
you know, you got to look at it. You know, these artists aren't thinking of career. They're thinking of notoriety. I just want to be – I want the people to notice me. But what about a career? You know, what happens when they be –
Right off.
Yeah.
Let's go to break, and then we're going to
come
back.
Oh, my God. It is that time.
We're
going
to fire
it
away. Yeah, we're going to fire it away. Guys, y'all stay with us. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Right now, we are talking about, is the respect level better or worse towards the females in today's music? And just about a few minutes ago, it was about to get heated. And when we come back, we're going to fire it up. And we're going to get it going once again right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Guys, please send in your music. www.hiphopnational.com. We want to connect with you, and we want to connect your music to our audience, and we want to connect with your audience. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us. It's only a brief moment.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip-hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip-hop national partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit HipHopNational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, guys, we're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight we're going to be talking, we are talking about, is the respect level better or worse towards females in today's music? All right, guys, I'm going to tell you, when I researched the topic tonight, I kind of went out to see what other people say in the blog atmosphere. And I'm going to read some things, some of it's in the past, but I just want to read some things, how people see rap today. It says, why do rappers disrespect women and promote violence and drug use? Why is that associated with rap? That's one of my questions.
He says in his blog, or his question, every song they play on the radio is about that hoe or selling drugs and shooting police officers. Why can't rappers come up with more creative lyrics? He said, don't try to tell me that it has some deep lyrical meaning, because you Superman that hoe is complete and utter garbage. Okay. That's just one person's take on how they see us as how we speak to the people. I'm going to go to Twyla first. I just wanted to hear a lady's voice, and then I'm going to Jermetti, then I'm going around the table. Go ahead, Twyla. What's your call?
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
Come on, Twyla. You can do it, Twyla.
Can I really?
Yes.
I was listening to Road Dogg when he was talking about his kids, and when they were, you know, when they were old, I mean, they're getting older. And a lot of the kids of the day, like the 30s and on up, they had other music where they can determine, like they listen to this music today, and they, like you said, they're maturing and they're kind of, you know, kind of weaning away from the music of today, and they kind of going back to the old way, and they enjoy that music of yesterday. That's because they can distinguish, you know, they have yesterday and today. But for the children and the ones that come up now, all they have now is this. So they don't, I mean, this is all they hear. This is, you know, they're bombarded with all this negative against women. It's to the point where it's like, to me, men don't even, these boys, where they talk, like they don't even respect women at all, like they're just a piece of meat, like not nothing to cherish or love, like you were saying earlier, Poetic, when you said that you, you know, how women were, you know, they were mothers and daughters and how God had brought us and, you know, created us to produce and everything. Well, they have lost that. They don't see us like that in their world. And it's sad. So it's like, where did it come from? Like, why are they to the point where they feel the need to disrespect and almost as hate them? The way they talk, like they're almost less than a dog. I mean, from what you hear, she a hoe, she this, she ain't nothing. Like, what are they thinking in their minds that they feel the need to downgrade a woman to that level?
Twyla, I got a question for you. Let's go back in time, okay? Let's just travel back to the good days when we were all young teenagers, okay?
Mm-hmm,
now,
sure.
I remember that everybody wanted to be cool. Everybody wanted to be slick. Everybody wanted to be hot. Everybody wanted to be the happening. Everybody wanted to be in the in crowd. We had different names.
Sure.
We had different names for how we wanted people to think we fit in, okay? Now, the next generation no longer uses the word cool or any of those kind of terminologies. They've evolved to the ones that we don't respect or like, okay? When you say the hoe and this and that and the other, they turn to that. But now, hey, you know, in all points of thought, you know, on the street, that amongst themselves is not a demeaning or a low. That's just like I'm in the in crowd, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
we don't understand it because we've evolved. We've evolved. You're a boss. You're a queen. Don't you consider yourself that way at this point in your life?
Yes, I do.
Okay, see, now, but you had to evolve, right?
That's true.
Okay, see, so what happens is that the level of how we wanted to see ourselves come to hip-hop is got the same issues going. they're going to evolve. And it's up to the elders to sit back and say, this is where you got to go. You got to be a boss. You got to be a queen. Whoever you hook up with, you're a team. It's 50-50, you know. These are the values that they grow into. But I can remember back in the day, the attitude and what have you, the pimpology, the games, the conversations, and the titles that people would allow themselves to be covered with were not positive. They were negatives.
But they had among themselves a lot of times, you know.
But see, even Poetic can admit to that.
Okay, what Poetic can admit to?
Well, we were talking about...
I just
about
came back. What's going on?
We were talking about when we were young and some of the titles that would have fallen upon us as far as our attitude and how peers we would consider ourselves in that peer group, being cool, being fast, being the in crowd, being the pusher, you know, whatever.
Well,
we took those titles, and you can admit to that one yourself, can't you?
I can admit to it, but my question is, were they negative titles to uplift us in our self-esteem? Or was it?
It wasn't about uplifting. It was about fitting in.
Okay.
We're out of that generation, and they fit in with these titles. No,
well,
they're not correct.
I'll say what you're saying. In a nutshell, I'm going to say what you're saying right now to fit into this generation, because this is what's taking place. What you just said, Rodolph, that is certainly the truth. Because women today, if you look to it, they're taking it as a term of endearment now among each other.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get
yeah.
me wrong. A woman said they're calling them their friend that hoe, or they would call that bitch. And
mm-hmm.
the audience
right.
said, that's my bitch right there.
Yeah.
Don't get
yeah.
me wrong.
Right.
I told you I was going to get a little explicit tonight.
That's what it is.
I'm saying it for a reason.
I wanted to comment to what Twyla said. Women are no longer regarding themselves as being special. So how can you demand respect when you're not giving respect to yourself? You know, and I really like what Raw Dog said, because I often tell people when they refer to me as a woman, I say, no, honey, I'm a lady. And a lady and a woman, they have different characteristics. Calling me a woman is more like calling me the B word. And that's maybe it's the country upbringing, but for me, it's offensive. You know, I'm a
okay.
lady, and I carry myself as such. You know, but
right.
and when you hear, you never hear somebody say, hey, Miss Woman, but you'll always hear, and I don't care what age group, what nationality, you will hear someone say, hi, Miss Lady.
Now, that is so true. I silenced you guys' calls just for a minute so I could bring in other callers that raised their hands. So let's see what they have to say. 229-310. Next, you have the floor.
Hey, what?
Please state your name, where you're calling in from.
Hey, what's happening? It's your
this
man, Queen. That right, that right. Hey,
what's
going on?
What's your thoughts,
man?
Queen? What's your thoughts about what you've heard so far?
Oh, you know, I'm going to see the record straight, man, you know, but first thing before I get into that, I want to say how everybody doing, you know, on the pattern tonight, you know.
Yeah,
but,
and they're saying hi to you. I just had their mics on close for a moment, but I'm sure they respecting you in open arms right now, sir. Go ahead.
Well, the way I look at it, and nowadays, I look at it, you know, like I said, you know, so you know, y'all was saying some that was so true, and you know, what I look at the industry today, so nowadays, I don't fault only the people that's in the industry, because you know I'm an artist myself, and I use bad name to females and but you know I use that, you know, I say that I you know I like to see movie, you know, videos with you know booty shaking tits, you know what I'm saying? I love to see that, you know what I'm saying? Hey, but the thing it is, it's not only in the industry, or you know, it's around the world. You know what I'm saying? It's just the way it is. That's just the way how it is. You know what I'm saying? It's about what you make out of yourself.
Not Quinn. I'm going to ask you a quick question. How old are you now?
I'm 25.
You're 25. How many kids you got?
Yeah, 20. I have no kids.
Okay, let's just imagine. Let's just take you down the yellow brick road. 10 years from now, you get married. Well, let's say you got married now. And 10 years from now, you have a little daughter that's now 10 years old. Getting ready, but at 10 years old, she's mature, she's developed. Men of a higher age is now looking at your little daughter as being ripe, even though she's not.
But you know what?
Wait, I just want to go somewhere with you, Quinn. Just give me one second. They start to call your little daughter. She come home, Dad. They calling me a hoe in school. Dad. Everybody seeing me as a bitch. Why is that? And her feelings are being hurt. And she's being shaped by the words that people are calling her. How do we deal with
you know,
it, and how do we stop it? Because that child is not yours.
Well, you know how I feel. I'm going to tell you like this, bro. I'm going to go handle that because for one, my daughter ain't that, you know what I'm saying? My daughter ain't that. You know, I wasn't raised.
Okay.
None of my kids. No. Listen to me. I wasn't raised none of my kids to be that. This is what I'm trying to tell you today. It's not only about the industry. It's about what you make out of yourself. And you know, one of your ladies on here said that, you know, I disagree. You know, one of your ladies
said
that.
I'm gonna open up mic, guys. This is discussion, and you guys pop in when y'all ready to pop in, because I'm not gonna let them just hear it from me. I'm gonna let them hear it.
One of your ladies said that, you know, how you said a woman, if somebody approached her as woman, they calling her a bitch. But I don't think that's not. That might be your opinion, but I look at a woman from a woman. You know what I'm saying? I don't look at no woman as no trash. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, that's what's out here in the day. You know what I'm saying? A lot of that's what's out here. You know what I'm saying? But I look at a woman from who she are. You know what I'm saying? I respect, you know what I'm saying, a woman. You know what I'm saying? A lady. You can say a lady and a woman, you can say all that together. You know what I'm saying? Because a lady going to respect herself. A woman going to respect. A woman, you got a woman, dog, you got the full package. You got the full package. That's how I look. Because a woman going to be real. You feel me? A woman going to be real. Just like we all men. You know what I'm saying? We say about a female is a mama, a female is a grandmama, a female is an auntie, a female is a niece, a cousin. You're right, a sister. You're right, but the thing it is, it's what they make out of themselves. A man ain't going to call you out your name just to call you out your name. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's what you put out there. You know what I'm saying? That's just like no good baby daddy. He ain't real. If you ain't real, you ain't real. It's just like being real or fake. It's just like your life, the way you live your life. If that's just what you get. I mean, that's the way I look at it.
And I
understand.
I think you're partially right, Quinn, but then I think the word that you left out is class. You see,
exactly.
You know, the thing about it is that stand for something or fall for it all, you know, and a lady is not going to stand for less than the appropriate. See, you know, people can come at you in any kind of way, but if you accept it, that's one thing, and a lady won't accept it.
Exactly.
You know, it'll be check yourself or wreck yourself. You see what I'm saying? So when we start to say stand for something in the industry and the lyrics, well, they fit? No. Should they be there? No. So what we're having coming around, and you're going to see the transition, I hear you guys talking about the explicit lyrics and what have you, hearing them over the radio. I don't hear them. I'm up here in Washington State. They don't play that. Whenever I heard Jay-Z, and you know, when he said he had 99 problems, but they blanked it out. So I didn't know he was saying the word that he was saying. See, so to me, you know,
I mean,
enjoy
it didn't
the
exist,
structure
that.
Of that negativity not being heard. And it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit in the world. It doesn't fit for women. You know, the class, women, you know, and when you say a woman, okay, that's the group. Okay, but a lady is a class act to me.
But
that's
Rondo,
what, you know, each one of them strives to get there.
But check this out, though. I understand that. We know that. The word, a lot of women don't like to be called that name. But, like I said, man, it's just the bottom line, man. It's just what you make yourself, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's what you put out. Let me tell you something, man. These days now, man, you got women that, you know, you got men, you know. I ain't going to say, I don't put everything on, you know, women and ladies. Don't y'all feel, you know, some type of way, because I ain't judging y'all, but I'm just speaking the truth. That's just how I do it, you know what I'm saying? And that's just, you know, how I lay it out to you, you know what I mean? But you got a lot of women out there today. You got women out there right now. A lot of times, that's why a lot of women end up in different and bad situations because of the things that they do. You know what I'm saying? You got women that, you know, a woman.
Okay, but wait a minute. Is it because of the men that they wind up in bad situations?
I mean, yeah.
I got a question for you. So, there are more black males incarcerated in prison. Are they there because of the fact of the women putting them in that position to be that negative guy?
It's what they self in that.
You know why I say this? It's because, one, in relationships that make it, there's got to be that come up in class, in mind, in developing and having a kingdom. In other words, I always say this, you know, your house is your kingdom. Your home is your kingdom. Your set of rules on the wall, that's the rules of your kingdom when you walk through that door. And so it takes in relationships. Now, you know, I've been with some individuals that love the street life and love the hustle and what have you, but those relationships didn't work. They didn't last. And I wondered why. Is it because, hey, guess what? The game gets tired, the streets get tired, the negativity you get tired of, the, you know, playing the games, and then you look at it and you go, well, wow.
I
agree with Quinn. Like, he's just basically saying that, like, woman and lady, they're basically the same. It's like saying a female. A woman is an adult. You're a female adult. And then a lady is more in detail, but a woman is just general. So that's
okay.
Like,
I got a question.
I mean,
both these guys are under the age of 30.
What?
Am I correct?
I mean,
I'm under 30.
Man,
You're a 19-year-old woman.
No. Woo, slow drag. I'm not questioning what you are. I just asked you a question about your age. And just by that statement that you just made, tells me that you have more to learn. And I'm not putting you down.
I said I'm over it.
I didn't say you were wrong. I'm saying I asked you both what your age group was. And by you telling me what your age group is, tells me why you're saying what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad. It's just
you don't know that much. Yeah, there's a lot of things to learn. But I do get what Quinn is trying to say. I feel the same way, too. The only thing I just don't agree is that, like you say woman make, you know, bad decisions. You know, and basically if a man sees you, thinks you are this, then it's what you put out there. I feel like sometimes people judge people wrong. And it's not really
what? That's the difference between maturity and immaturity. There's a difference. And without a doubt, it's a process in growing. And for me, I always feel like with my mother, there were things that were instilled in us, in her girls. And she would talk to us, and she would tell us how a woman was supposed to conduct herself. And then she would say, if you wanted a husband, I mean, she would make it so clear to say, ain't no man want a woman who lays with every man. And I mean, she would be like really very clear on, if you want respect, if you want a man to respect you, then you had to respect yourself.
Exactly.
So it's like the way you carry yourself, I mean, you're going to get what you dish.
What I was trying to say is that, like, I do understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying that I'm talking about the guys who just call all women a hoe or something.
Right.
It's like, I just feel like it's like, sometimes they just say it, like they don't mean, like, I don't know, but all I know is
but
that
you know what,
person,
let me say this. Earlier, like you said, a lot of times the guys call females hoes. But remember, sometimes if you can get along with some of these guys and the way that they talk, you will have a lot of answers because of what they install. And we talked about that earlier, about what they install in their homes and the mothers who had many, many men coming in. So what happened was a lot of times they didn't know how to respect a woman because the first woman that they encounter was their mother, which they seen. They knew that those things wasn't right, and they didn't feel comfortable with it. They felt like, even though I'm quite sure they hated the fact of calling their mother a hoe, but the way that she conducted herself, the many men that they seen come in and out of her house, you know, they labeled in their mind. And so it was hard for them to ever respect a woman, you know, because of what they saw. So they look at a lot of the women of today, because they looking at their own mother, what they saw with women that they respected, you know.
Exactly.
And they seen them different. So they push that on a lot of other females. And some of the females conduct themselves as hoes. They experience, they've seen stuff, you know, but.
Yeah, like when they show, you know, their stomach. But I'm just saying, like, say, like, a woman is just, like, you know, some guys may just consider somebody just a hoe because they look
ladies,
so, like.
I'm going to tell y'all something, man. Okay. Y'all, look, I'm going to tell y'all, ladies, listen, man. I'm going to tell the ladies and the fellas, you got a woman, I don't care how you put it, I feel like you got yourself a whole full package. God sent you that woman. You got a woman, you got yourself a full package. I mean, you got a lady, it'd be an in-between, but hey, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm going to be real. Me, myself.
A woman is what we all are. A lady is something different.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know.
But
a woman.
You know what? See, what you're doing is this. Now, we just found out Quinn and the other young lady are under the age of 30. I hear what you're saying.
25.
We want them to change is their mental thought in saying, hey, guess what? I have a star. I have a lady. I have a boss.
Mm-hmm.
See, that terminology of being a woman is like a vegetable. It doesn't mean anything. It's just the genre, you know, what they are. They're either female or they're male. That doesn't mean they have any credits behind their
character.
Right.
Amen.
And so what we're trying to say is this. The negative points of ho and this and that and the other are negative stripes of a woman. But what we're saying is a lady has stripes. That's a sergeant. That's a lieutenant.
Mm-hmm.
That's a boss. That's a star.
Yeah,
don't
you know what?
Take it as we're saying it. No. Elevate it. Don't just leave it in the same point and saying woman equal to lady. Oh, no. You earn that right to be called a lady. You are somebody. Respect that. See, mister is what you call me if you don't know me. Don't call me man. See, let's put our pants on and talk about, you call me man, I'm going to look at you and go, do I know you? What is my name? What do you want? You might even get
disrespected.
Well, I'm going to
call you by your name. I'm going to call you by your name because I don't want to be getting disrespected here. Ragaw, we're going to a break. Oh, God. I love it when it take off like this, and everybody's emotional, and everybody get into the topic. This is an awesome thing.
We gonna get
day.
You emotional.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are, Cooper buddy. Kisser. Wait till you do. All right, guys. You're listening to. You are listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Is the respect level better or worse towards females in today's music? We'll be back in a moment. When we come back, guys, let's come to a solution. How can we fix it from our perspective? How would you fix it? I'm not going to say how could we fix it because there's a lot of variables involved, but how would you fix it? When we come back, let's start working towards that because the show ends at 9:30. All right, guys, we'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in a moment.
Forever Memory Blankets, the place where you can turn your photo into a masterpiece. If you want to live like the stars, then here's your key. These are one-of-a-kind creations. Our portfolio includes Dwayne Wade, Music, Slim Thug, Teresa Budon, Bun B, and so much more. All you have to do is log on to www.fmblankets.com. That's www.fmblankets.com. Or you can call 214-403-1524. That number again is 214-403-1524. And tell them Hip Hop National Radio told you to give them a call.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotions? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
Hip Hop National is now hiring interns and salespeople. Call us today at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555 for more details.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, guys, I'm going to start off first. Raw Dog been wanting to throw me back up under the bus, and I'm going to give it to you, Raw Dog. Hey, I got to tell you, man, do your thing.
You want me to throw gasoline on a fire, don't you? You know, and you know what? I love young people. I really do. You know, I love Quinn. Quinn is one, is a partner of mine. You know, and I understand him being young and what have you, how he looks at things. He's not wrong. But when he gets to be 30, 35, I hope that, hey, I'm still around and we can have this discussion. And he'll say, man, you know what? I know what you meant back then. Because all we're trying to do is not bring them down and say they're wrong. All we're trying to do is give them fat on their heads. So as they go and they get older and older, they start to elevate. And their mind, they learn, you know, I understand the difference between woman and lady. I understand the protocol to giving respect. See, you know, when we talk about the lyrics and what have you in hip-hop and the lack of respect that has been given to females in dumbing them down and giving them titles and what have you, it was a shock effect when all of that first started coming out. But it's like crabs in a barrel. People are falling into it and doing it and doing it, and they're not realizing that only those that have big money behind them are getting the stardom and the fame from it. The rest are being, that their productions are being started and stopped before you can even figure out whether it's a good production or not. And that's the shameful part of it, because they don't realize they're cutting their nose off to spite their face. We're looking for something new in an artist. We're looking for something that's going to be different. We're looking for something that's going to be positive, that a mass majority of people can appreciate. We're not looking for that negative, oh, only on the block are we going to appreciate it, because the revenue from it is going to be minimal. So when we start talking about this subject of lyrics when it comes to females, it's just to help the artists to be able to get to a wider group of people that may appreciate their work. So, wow. You know, let's say we're not here to bash people. I don't want anybody to think that, hey, Raw Dog is out here trying to swing his bat and knock me down. I want you to understand. I want you to be the stars of the future. And just like I said, when we talk about the females, hey, they're stars. They're bosses. They're ladies. Give them the class act, just as you'd want for yourself. Don't, guys, quit thinking the thug and the neighborhood. Think about the dad, the grandfather, Mr. Such and Such with credibility. Give yourself that hand up. You notice most of these rap artists, they don't use their name. They use a stage name. When they go home, they're Mr. Such and Such and Such when they walk into the bank. You know, that was my hardest understanding when I got a job and I worked in a firm and what have you, and people referred to me as Mr. And I went, whoa, wait a minute, that's my dad. No, that's me. Growing up is not easy, but you have to embrace it, and you have to allow your mind to elevate and progress and see yourself becoming an elder. See yourself as becoming a mentor to the young, because what you're saying right now, you wouldn't tell a young person when you turn 35. Mm-hmm. You'll change your conversation, because all you'll want them to do is lift themselves up. Don't stay down. Become a classy person. Become Mr. that you were born to be, or Mrs. or Miss. Being a lady, being all you can be. You know, that they tell you about joining the Army. Hey, join, become all you can be. Well, you don't have to join the Army. All you got to do is join the point of understanding class. And you are classy. All of your guys are classy. I'm not taking anything away. I got love for you, but open up your mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
it, huh?
If I may.
Go ahead.
Now you go ahead, sweetie.
You know, that's good. That's good, my man Raw Dog, because, you know, hey, you know, we young, you know what I'm saying? A lot of young people, you know what I'm saying? A lot of older people, but, you know, we still, you know, it ain't easy growing up. You're right. You know, we don't have hard, you know what I'm saying? We done been through things, and, you know, we had all that, you know. But I'll tell you on that, you know, you get a good point out of that. But nowadays, man, you know, we have to be very cautious of what we do, you know what I'm saying?
There you go.
We have to be very cautious who we hook up with, be cautious. I mean, who just anything, you know what I'm saying? Who we hang out with, who we,
that's
anything,
right.
You know what I'm saying? We have to be very cautious about that, man, because nowadays, man, you know, you got women don't want, you know, guys for what who they are today. They want guys for what they have and what they can do for them. You know what I mean? You know,
that's just about everybody, seeing, you know. That's
yeah, but that ain't changed.
Yeah, that's been going on. The men the
that,
same
that
way.
That ain't changed, Quiz. The game ain't changed.
Mm-mm.
Women have always been slick.
Wow.
Well, you know, they are, I mean, you know, that's been going on for a while, but I'm saying that, you know, it's been going on for a while. A lot of this has been going on for a while. A lot of this, you know, respectfulness, the artists and, you know,
yeah.
Respectful in the music, all this been going on for a while. You know, but it is, that's what it still is in the day, you know what I'm saying? You ain't going to find no actually a 100% real woman. You might.
Oh, whoa. Stop your roll for you.
And you know what? No, but hold up. But that's the way he felt. This is the way he's thinking. We all know that that's not true. But that's what he feels. That's what he feels.
I mean, it's not true. You ain't going to find no real woman off top, man. That's what I'm saying.
Wait a minute. Listen to me. Quinn. Slow your roll.
You may not find her today.
You may not find her next week.
Right.
But in the mix, if you take your time and you ask the right questions
exactly.
Before you put in actions.
Rodol, the question is to ask him, why did he say that and why does he feel like that?
Well, he's only
that's
25.
That's the question for him to say that. Because
okay,
that's
he
amazing
25.
That
why'd
he feels
say that,
like that.
Go ahead. Why'd you say that?
Why did I say that? I mean, you know, like I said, you know, I mean, I didn't say it. I said it because, you know, a woman, that's what I look, that's what I'm looking for. That's what I look for. When I step out there, I want a woman on my hand. I don't want no.
But you just said that she didn't exist, so how would you ever find her?
Exactly.
If you feel like, oh. I'm just going to repeat what you said. If she doesn't exist, and what you want is a real woman, so don't you think that you need to stop looking? Because she doesn't exist in your world. You just said out your mouth. That's why I wanted to know. Why did you say that?
You know, I ain't going to stop looking now. Now I'm not going to stop looking for any.
So,
I'm not going to do
looking,
that.
Let me ask you another question. Is your look in vain? See, I'm just trying to get you to change that.
Let me tell you something. The issue with it is this, and I got to give it to you from the male side.
I want to look for something that ain't never going to come.
Yeah, but that's the catch to it. See,
I want him to change his thoughts.
On the male side of it, it's like this. It's like, okay, it's like going fishing. You throw your hook out there. You might catch a crappie or something, a bottom feeder. And you look at it and you go, I'm not going to have this for dinner. And you throw it back.
Yeah, but you already
But wait a minute, Twyla. Twyla, that don't mean you quit fishing.
The whole thing is that
you don't make promises and you don't get into situations that you cannot say goodbye.
Thank you.
The thing about it is that I cannot remember a time that I didn't have a lady on my arm. He called me a player from the Himalayas out here in the Pacific Northwest. Hey, I didn't run with the guys. I ran with the women. And guess what? There was some that the character was not of my liking. And then there was some that the character not of my liking, I like the women. So, you know, the whole thing about this relationship and what have you, have to keep looking, just like when you buy a pair of shoes. You know, the one that fits just right, you may spend 5, 6, 7 years with. You know, I mean, hey, I've had relationships that last that long, and then they ended. But for that period of time, they fit. And they were comfortable. And that was what was supposed to happen in that period of time. Everybody doesn't find their high school sweetheart and get married. They don't.
Well, ladies,
I wish it was true.
Well, ladies, I'm sorry about that, Rod, but ladies, only thing I'm trying to say is that, you know, I'm not saying that you're not going to find it. You know, I love them. I'm going to tell you something. I love women. I love them. I always have loved them. I never stopped
loving
them.
We love women.
You know, I'm going to tell you straight up. And me, you know, I don't give up on nothing that, you know what I'm saying, I want. You know, a woman, it got something to do with my dream. You know what I'm saying? I want to fulfill my dream. And find a good woman that, you know, I can grow with.
Would you say a good woman or a good lady?
I say good woman.
Okay, but you're dating women now, so is it that you're looking for a good lady to be with?
No, man, I'm looking for a good woman to be with. I ain't looking for no good lady.
Sometimes a good woman, it's a progress for her to turn into this lady. A lot of times she doesn't happen overnight. You know,
I'll say this.
I don't
think
the same with a man,
different,
you know,
from Raw Dog.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know, I don't think he's saying anything different from what you just said, Raw Dog. He just say the word.
I know, I can't make him say the words. I can get him to the I can get him to the water, but I can't make Quinn drink.
Yeah. I don't think he's trying to put Jeanette said that could be an insult to her. Say that's my southern ways, but it can be an insult you calling me a woman. Some people are offended by certain things that others are not.
True.
Exactly.
Well, I'm gonna give him some player game.
And like if somebody calling me a woman,
my question, guys,
I wouldn't be offended by it.
We're winding. You would or you wouldn't be?
Huh?
Twyla, you said you would.
I was just saying that the word woman wouldn't offend me.
Can I ask a question about that?
Sure.
Would you cook a better meal if that same gentleman addressed you and said, you know what, I'm glad you were my lady? Would you cook him a better meal if he called you?
Because I'm both of them. So to single them out as if they're different, I can't do that as a woman and as a lady. You know, those are just some titles. Those are titles.
Amen.
They're who I am. So I don't know how to you know what I'm saying? And he's not calling me out of my name.
He's not calling me what I'm not. She is not a hoe. She's not a slut.
And see, when you know who you are, you're not. Let me say this.
You're saying that.
When you know who you are, and it don't has always have to come with age a lot of times.
Wait a minute.
For some people, let me say this. You don't. A lot of times, people know who they are. Well, you know who you are. And that's what's important in this day. Is to know who you are and be comfortable in yourself and have that respect and that love and know that you are a treasure. Like you were saying, Rodolph, know who you are. And then you're not easily to embrace or be moved by a lot of the things that are going on when you stand your ground and know who you are. And see, even if somebody called me a lady or a woman, it wouldn't bother me because I know who I am at the end of the day. And if they call me something even worse than that, I know who I am. So I'm happy in me, so I'm not going to be moved by the words that they say. Now, a lot of times you find people who get mad about them when they're called names, whores and stuff, and all different kinds of names, because that's who they are. And they know who they are they're not happy with. So when they're confronted with it, they get angry instead of fixing themselves and changing so that they can feel proud and stand up and be respected as a woman, you know? So it's like knowing who you are, respecting who you are, so that you can feel good about, you know, who you are. But it don't always come with age, because there are a lot of wretched women as we that are older. This is wrong night, right?
Hey, I'm gonna tell you something.
And I know young girls, women. I know young women that have mad respect for themselves and not throwing themselves out there all vicious and dirty. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't always, you know. A lot of times we want to put this big thing on because we're older and we know it all and we got it all and we've got it all in control. And I done seen some crazy out of control older women and men as well. You know, I got to keep it 100. You know how it is. You know, and it's real. But it depends on what they say. Let me say this, and I know I'm talking too much. But it depends on what their upbringing. And a lot of times at the end of the day, when we get done with all of this, it goes back to the home. You know? It goes back. Every time, no matter what we talk about, a lot of times, it always takes us all the way back to what raised. A lot of times we look at people and their conditions and their children or even older people, and you wonder, the first thing I say, who raised them? Who raised them? You know, because then when you find out who actually raised them, then you understand because they didn't pour nothing in them. And what they poured in them was basically poison, and all they continued to do is spread it throughout their lives because nobody gave them nothing. Nobody put morals and respect and honor and all of that in them. So we see the evidence of it. You know, we see it through the music. It's not only in the music. We see a lot of stuff because they don't really care. I mean, this is what's in them.
All right. I'm going to orchestrate from this point here, guys, because I want to it's either we're going to go into overtime and it has to be a consensus across the board, or we're going to go ahead and to a close. But as I'm closing out, I do want to go around the panel and get everybody's thoughts. And then if you guys say, hey, Al, let's just go into overtime, I'm ready to do that too. All right. I'm going to go ahead to John Lowe. I hadn't heard you for a minute. John Lowe, what's your thoughts, sir?
well, like sometimes, you know, I've heard a lot of things. You know, a lot of people brought out a lot of great points and stuff like that, you know. Twyla brought out a great point, you know, the ending argument that, you know, I agree with her a lot of the things that she said. Sometimes you can't, you know, it's always going to go back to the beginning.
Oh, you're just trying to get Twyla to come on your show. No, I'm just
kidding. because one person earlier said that sometimes you got to erase footprints. Sometimes you cannot erase footprints. You have to take your footprints and go in another direction. You know, you got to direct your steps in another place. But the way to solve a whole lot of problems is that that we as individuals have to fix ourselves. And that's when things going to start changing. You got to change one person at a time, and the way you start is with yourself. And, you know, like I said, dealing with, you know, I can take all the time, but you know, something I gotta say.
John, tell us about your show on Sunday.
my show is the Ministry of Motivation. We're there to help to upbuild people and with the aid of the Bible, to help people to touch and touch base with their spiritual side and you know, to just upbuild.
And what could they listen in on that at?
At a Hip Hop National Radio, man.
All right, same number. Same number, guys. What time is it, man, that we do that?
At 4 o'clock, at the same number.
All right, guys.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, guys. 4 o'clock, the Ministry of Motivation right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Get it raw, get it real right here on Hip Hop National. All right, I'm going to Jametti. Jametti.
Okay, first allow me to clear up something, Twyla. When I say calling me a woman, it's like calling me the B word or, you know, the WH word.
Yeah.
It's more so in respect to, if you're going to approach me, come to me with respect.
Right.
Don't say, hey, woman. You've never heard anyone say, hey, just, you know, hey, lady, and be disrespectful. And I haven't. Let me put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
When a person approaches me, I want them to approach me with respect. I want them to know that, you know, when we go out, you're going to open the door for me, irrespective of how many doors there are to open. When we go out, you're going to treat me well. You're not going to talk to me or disrespect me, and that's a mutual thing between the two of us. So when I say that, I'm not one to hop off because someone, you know, just refers to me. I know how to ignore. But with my young men, and I mentor 250 of them, I always tell them, when you refer to someone, refer to them with respect, because that is what they deserve.
But you know what? The term woman, a lot of times that I've heard the way they, men have approached it with an attitude.
All right, guys. Wait. Twyla, we're
okay.
Going into overtime. We're going
right.
Into overtime. So okay. Continue talking. So, go ahead.
Okay. A lot of times I have heard men use the term a woman, and I mean with an attitude, to where
mm-hmm.
anytime a man says woman, we take it in offense because it's been used like that. Well, it doesn't have to be, but once it's used like that, then it's something that's there now. Even though, and I mean, somebody calling you a woman, that's what you are. I mean, we got to make the topic about
and
this, but I'm just saying, it's still who you are. But like I said, no, I'm not. I understand what you're saying, sweetie. I really do.
And,
it's just
yeah,
that we're different in it, in our beliefs. But I understand. I respect what you're saying. But with me, I'm not. It doesn't bother me because
well,
it's just
woman,
it's who
woman
you are.
Woman is definitely a greeting. Woman is definitely an opening to a conversation.
I mean, basically, that was the first. I mean, when I think about the Word of God. And when he made man, and he made woman, that's
mm-hmm.
what it is. And all these
sure
other titles come
oh.
later. All these other titles that we carry as a woman, a mother, a sister, a
mm-hmm.
aunt, a niece, those other titles, and they fall under her. They fall under her. So whether, you know, whether anybody wants to recognize, you can't take that because that's the first thing that God called us. He called us woman. We were created from the man and made woman. So the thing of it is that the reason why I can simply embrace it is because who I am, because that's who God called me first
mm-hmm.
before I became any other title, before I became anything else. That's who I was. So, and I know that, and I embrace it because that's what he said. So whether a man chooses to say it in a sweet way, like, you are such a woman, or whether he chooses to say, come here, woman, I'm still a woman. You know, that's who I am, and I love it. You know, and it's too be embraced.
Well, Miss, what's your name?
Jumetti?
The lady that did, no, not you, man.
That's
the lady
Twyla.
That just spoke.
Twyla.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I most definitely understand what you're saying, because what God made you, that's who you are.
Amen.
Know who you are, what God made you. Let me tell you something. People can call you everything but a child of God. But know who you
yeah.
are.
There you go.
Know who you are. You know, it might be affect you when they call you a woman. It might be affect you when they call you out your name. It doesn't matter what people say or how they think of you, long as you know what you are. I'm going to tell you something. I was born blind, you know, and let me tell you something. A lot of people make fun of me, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people say bad things, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, I don't let that bother me because I won't say the N-word. I'm just going to say I am that guy, you know what I mean?
Right.
But know who you are. And let me tell you something. God didn't discriminate you. That's all it matters.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, Miss Twyla, I'm with you, and whatever you ain't genetic. Well, I'm genetic. What I have to say for you, sweetheart, you're not now one of those. You're not now one of those. No, none of you, none, nothing. Both of you
oh,
ladies
I know I'm
are not.
Not
now one of those.
Both of you ladies are not now one of those. I know you're not.
Oh, wait a minute. He said the word ladies. We got the twin. God bless you, man.
That's not the third time he said it.
But you know what the sad, you know what the sad thing is that there are people who are actually that. And the whole thing of it is instilling to them that they better than that, or to let them know that they can be better than that. You know what I'm saying? That they are precious. And so
well,
that's the whole point.
You two, it's the ladies. God bless him. It takes a village to raise a child, and Quinn, in front of our eyes. You
man,
know.
Look, man, raw dog, raw dog.
No, 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 don't. Hey, you know what? God
ladies.
Bless you. I love you, brother. You proved it. I said the older you get, the better you going to get. That's why I love you. But you
man,
said
Rodo,
it. You said you ladies.
Man, Rodo,
and
you always
said
you
that.
Always
you had
me.
Not. You, hey, you know what? Ain't nothing wrong with you.
But I'm just being real because, you know, I know trash when I hear it. I know trash when I see it. And none of you, two of you ladies on here, y'all saying nothing like that. And what
there's
I can
three.
Say to y'all.
There's three ladies.
Well, you know,
three ladies.
Well, I'm sorry. Well, y'all ladies don't sound nothing like that. What I can say to y'all, I love the topic. I love talking to y'all. And hey, like I said, Ms. Janelle, be yourself and know who you are, baby.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Hey, a flower grows in front of our eyes.
I do have a question, if I may, poetic.
Yeah.
Do you believe that the competition between men and women, desire to be equal in the music industry, is what's actually invoking more use of profanity by women who are, you know, artists or
girls?
To answer that question, from my perspective, I believe so. I truly believe that a woman, the ladies or the women that enter the music field, are trying to compete with that tough guy that's out there trying to be just as real and raw, even if it's in disrespect to themselves. Because that's
what
they call. That's my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we can think about some of the artists of yesterday. I mean, that some like Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah.
She yeah.
Queen was
and,
a queen. Was a queen.
And
she let everybody know she was a queen, and she lived everybody else up as being a queen.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But she had that strong hardness way about her. And even MC Light, you remember when she, you know, she had, you know, they felt those, I mean, it kind of took away almost from their feminine, you know, being feminine, you know, because they tried so hard because they knew that that game, with them coming in as a female, that they had to play this game hard to be able to stand. So they came in almost like a guy.
Yeah.
Now, and even with the females of today, like, you know, the Nicki Minaj and, you know, they, you know, a couple other ones. I mean, they kind of rough, like when Trina, like when I listen to some of their music, and then, I mean, like the lyrics is crazy, you know, and I guess, you know, they know that they got to be, you know, that yada, yada, yada. They got to say all of this stuff and be this way. And it seems like it takes from them, other than the fact of looking at them and as a woman, as we know what they are. But some of the, you know, the lyrics and the stuff, it's like they almost like a dude, you know.
You got to look at it like that. Ma'am, you know, maybe they want to be like that, you know, but, you know.
I think they put under pressure. I think that they feel those, you know, they pressure because it's, I mean, come on, it's a men's industry. I mean, this is mostly men. And most of the women, a lot of them are not surviving, and they know that they're not. They're falling off. Okay, Little Kim, bam, she's gone. You know, what's the other girl? Chef Foxy Brown. I mean, we're going to, you know, when we start talking about a lot of them faded out. So when they come hard, they come raw. And they know because they want to stay there. Because a lot of them, they come and they go. They're not hanging in like most of the guys then kind of hung in for a long while. So they come in fighting because they know that they have to. They come in trying to, you know.
And I'm sorry for you know, but take a look at Kaya. You remember Kaya when she came out?
Kaya, what, 1 second?
Kaya,
okay.
Man, listen, let me tell you. Kaya, her album was, you know, I ain't going to say it was off the chain, but it was all right. You know what I'm saying? She had some pretty good songs on there.
I never heard her album. You know, I heard that one disgusting song.
You know,
when I heard
song.
It.
You remember,
I couldn't believe it.
You remember Kaya when she said, my neck, my back?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. That's the only thing I remember.
And she got a lot of she got a couple more that she did, but, you know.
I'm quite sure she made an album, you know, but it was that one was like the big, you know, kabam, big boom, but it was trash.
Now let me ask you a question.
The other thing that's unfortunate in the industry is that I think some individuals use it because they're at a loss of words. If you increase your vocabulary, I mean, there are rappers out there who have large vocabularies who can choose alternate words to use versus strong adjectives that we refer to as profanity. You know, so a lot of them focus on becoming rappers during high school or junior high school, but they fail to, you know, increase their vocabulary to be able to make themselves more marketable, you know?
Well, let's ask a question.
Well, they are marketable among their people, and they're making millions on that level.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Let's think about when you go to the clubs and what have you. What dance that they're trying to bring the crowd to? It's basically female exhibition twerking.
Yes.
And if you think about it and what have you, what brings the ratchetness to the show, to the stage, to the dance floor?
The music.
See,
and dance.
And when you not necessarily that, but the lyrics on, you know, bounce it and shake it, and, you know, it's generated for the females to be the exhibitionists rather than the males. You know, because when you think about the eras of the dances that go on in the clubs and what have you know, the back it up and work it like this and that and the other.
Yeah, drop it like it's hot, give me 50,
people dance.
Eagle.
It, you know.
But let me. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you say something. But let me say this real quick to respond to what you just saying. Now, there's a new dance out, and one of the kids just told me, and it's called Soak It. I didn't think that anything could get any worse than this, where the female is in with her vagina. Oh, this is raw night. In his face, he's holding her up in the air, and she's grinding. She's grinding on his face on a dance floor.
Okay, TMI.
Oh my God! I was like, "Are you serious?" I'm like, "What they going
to
do next?"
I would love to see that.
TMI, too much information. Lord Jesus.
No, but I'm standing there with my eyes open, my mouth wide open, because, I mean, I don't know nothing about all of that because I'm not out there.
That's some good information for me, Rondo.
But now think about this. Shame on you. But think about this. We have gotten to the point where they're trying to bring out these actions on the dance floor. And so they take away all inhibitions, and anyone thinking that, hey, that they are not fitting in doing these things.
Right.
See, you know, it used to be couple dances. People used
to
dance, you know, the popcorn, the twist. Oh, here I go back in the days, you know. But when you start to think about it, you know, you start to say to yourself, well, wait a minute. And then when I've watched videos of females twerking, and I'm going to go search this new dance up. I got to see that. But it was showing the unmentionables of females on the dance floor. And, you know, I can't, you know, would I go to a place to see a female's unmentionables as she bends over? No. You know, I would think, you know, wow, this is too much
but
to deal with.
Let me tell you, I was on Facebook, and one of the girls on there posted an old video, some old dancing back in the, it might have been back in the 50s or 60s.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about getting carried out.
So you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? And,
yeah.
And she was kind of comparing it, and I looked on to the video, and she was comparing it to today. And I would tell you, Rodok, I was so shocked. And I mean, I never seen, like, I mean, they were bumping, grinding. I mean, oh, it was messy. I was like, oh, my God, seriously?
I wish I was in that video.
I mean, this video, you know what it looked like? Let me tell you. It looked like somebody put some young people of today in some old clothes.
Yep, exactly.
And that's exactly, it looked
exactly.
No different than today. Only difference was their clothes. And
yep.
And it made you realize that we sitting there and we talk about the young people of the day, and then to look at yesterday, and they were doing, I mean, they was grinding like they were having sex.
Yep.
All of them was on this floor dancing to this. I wish I can't even think of the song. Rodo,
yeah,
I know what I'm talking
you know what?
About.
You are so right on that, because the jitterbug was a dance that, oh, they'd slide them between their legs, and then the
mm-hmm.
girl would spread her legs, and he'd catch her and swing her, and yeah, you know.
But
you know,
that dance was worse than the
ankle.
Jitterbug. This, what
mm-hmm.
I saw, couldn't touch nothing I ever saw when we watched like the old movies and the old dancing. This was
oh,
a mess.
Oh, I know.
It was almost like doing the butt.
Everything
but
goes wrong.
It was the, you know. It was serious.
Yeah. Now we have a whole bunch of people going over looking for them old dances and comparative. But you're right. You're right. But there were only certain people that would indulge in those dances, though. You know, you always had that crowd that was going to go further.
Right.
You know, even the slow dance, you know, there are people that were exhibitionists that actually grinded on the dance floor.
And it took me a long while to slow dance because I didn't really care for that.
Oh.
I'm serious. It took me a while. I mean, I had to, like, and I, you know, I had to really like you. Like, I thought you might be kind of cute because I'm not getting all close to just, I'm not dancing with anything. I'm sorry.
But no, but see,
but
there's
really
the catch that you were brought up, that's just not something that you do in public.
Yeah, because it seems so personal. You know, it's just, you know, and then with some strange person, it's like all of a sudden he walks up, you want to slow dance? I'm like, mm-mm. No.
Exactly.
I don't know who you are, and I'm not going to let you touch me, and I'm not going to grind on
you.
I don't know who you are.
If you were a teenager now.
Now,
I don't know.
That's
a good thing. They can get to know me after we do all that.
Right. Yeah, you can get to know my name and maybe my last name, you know.
No,
2 weeks from
now,
and after I had sex with you and had a baby.
I want to get to know you personally.
But you know what?
Yeah.
The thing about it is that now, if you were
we laughed about it, but it's true.
Going out
and
to the club,
it's not even funny.
You would be twerking.
Yeah.
See, because
that's
the norm.
Somebody just raised their hand. I'm going to bring them in.
Okay, go ahead. You bring them in. Bring them in.
757-737. State your name, where you're calling in from.
Hi. Hi, Kodak. This is Dante calling in.
What's up, Dante?
Yeah.
Talk to me. Tonight, Dante.
Hey.
Is the respect level getting better or worse for females in today's music? That's what we're talking about tonight.
Actually, I actually feel my opinion is that respect is going at a very high level.
Respect or disrespect?
Yeah. Disrespect.
Oh,
disrespect with, you know, like a lot of the women, I feel like putting themselves in positions to be disrespected, like you know, like actually the way they dress, the way they carry themselves. I'm not going to say all and generalize, but the average and majority, it's like they're playing the part, like, of, in a way like that. They'll present themselves in an unclassy manner, and it's like the guys are going to treat them accordingly to the way they treat themselves. You know, like if you want to be treated like a lady, it's like you have to act like a woman, and you respect yourself as a lady, and you get treated like a woman. But a lot of them are doing the opposite. You know, it's like, you know, with not knowing their value or their self-worth. So I feel like they put themselves in circumstances where they actually get approached by guys because the guy don't know. He'll only know how to treat a woman the way she treat herself. And it's like if she carry herself in a certain classy manner, then I feel that the guy, you know, can think, he'll think twice about the way he's going to treat her because, you know, if he's already a guy of class, he's going to think, he's going to look at her and treat her as the queen that she, if she present herself as a respectful young lady. And then, you know, he'll see certain morals about her. But if she allow him to go to a certain point and he see that she don't value, you know, certain things, then it's like you can see where it starts. Then it's like it's different. I see as different type of women that we have out there. Like some women, it's sad because you don't want to say that they want to be treated disrespectfully, but you have some women that allow themselves to be that way. They, like, they accept certain behaviors from guys. You know, it's just like an example of a woman staying with a guy that she knows is abusive towards her. She knows in her heart that it's the wrong thing to do and accept, but she's telling herself that he's going to change or I'll change him. And and the opposite, you know, seem to happen. And then the guy takes advantage because he knows that she don't know who she is.
That's right.
And he see that, and it's like a classy woman he know he couldn't do that with, that knows herself. And then you got some guys that are afraid of a strong woman.
Exactly.
But they forget that it takes wisdom to handle a woman properly. Because if you already know her value, you'll know how to treat her. And respect, I feel, goes both ways. Like, if I treat somebody the way I would like to be treated, or if I know how to treat my mother or my sister or my daughter, I would definitely give that same treatment back. And, these are little jewels that I'm kind of happy that was installed in me at a time where you learned how to value respecting your parents. And I feel like a lot of parents are not being parents because a lot of them are young themselves. So
true.
I feel if this will help, you know, anyone out there, these are some positive.
But you know what? A hurt man, and that goes for a hurt woman as well, can help in a relationship or help because usually they're angry or they're hurting, you know, and then they have these insecurities. And so they have a tendency to try to strip away, like you said, you know, you got a man that's insecure and he's not being a full man and he's not confident in himself and he's hurting or whatever. He's going to hurt her because he wants to work on her self-esteem and strip away at her. So a lot of times they only hurt they continue to hurt, you know, when they're messed up within themselves and don't know who they are.
I got a question. I actually commend you. That was well said, because hurt people actually hurt others.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Okay. Dealing with the music and the clubs and what have you and the disrespect towards women, most clubs are having contests of twerking. Now, they're not having male contestants. They're having female contestants. They're promoting
this
attitude and this the character. Because you see, okay, you know, when you can take the church lady, you can take the school girl, and you can take the mother, and they'll be up there on stage displaying character and trying to be the best twerker.
Well, that
but there's
that goes
no competition back, rate for men but, in a club doing anything of any type of way that I've ever heard of.
But see, that goes back to what Twyla said, Raw Dog. Those are women who don't know themselves, because there's no way that you can claim to be a preacher, a pastor's wife, all this other stuff, and then you're out there behaving in that manner. Those people don't know, they don't know where they want to be.
Because when you know who you are, I'm going to say this, when you know who you are, you don't have to be competitive. You don't have to get out there and prove that I'm the best dancer, or I can do. I don't have to prove anything to anybody. So when you know who you are, and then
you
rather,
and
then another thing, let me say this: you rather hold on to your respect, and your dignity. And so,
okay, but see, the promotion of the music is not, and just like you brought up the new dance, the music is in the point of trying to promote this kind of conduct.
But
Rodolfo,
this is what they're doing now, and this is what they're feeding off of.
The dance of now.
But listen, this is what they're doing, and this is what they're feeding off. And the whole thing is, how do we change it? What do we do? Because right now, our society is being poisoned.
Exactly.
Our kids are being poisoned. And they're thinking that everything that these rappers, and I'm not blaming all on the rappers and all that, but it's TV and everything. There's a lot of it. It's you know, but they're poisoning their minds. And until somebody is able to shake them from this comatose state, this is something I use all the time, because they don't see it. They're walking around like zombies and thinking their
but
conduct and what they're
dancing,
doing is okay.
But when it comes to dancing.
May I say something real quick, Rodolfo? I'm about to give you guys, I want to say this, if you guys think the information provided here on Hip Hop National is vital, we need y'all support. We need you guys to tell all your family, your friends, everybody to tune into the program. If you know people who wants to sponsor the program so we can get this information out there, I think it's vital, and I believe you guys do. The message that we're putting out here is really to get to the young people's ears so they can make better music for the people to come. All
right,
right. Go ahead. You got the floor, sir.
Now, think about it. Through the point of dances, even you brought the Jitterbug. I can remember the Watusi, and that was considered proper out in public. You know, I can remember the shimmy, shimmy shake, you know. So when we start to talk about dances, they have always been somewhat on the edgy, provocative point. When you mix alcohol and dark lights, you get that hidden aura of, hey, I am seductive.
Yeah.
And this is what you when you start talking about the negative lyrics towards women, you know, the thing about it is that the music has always called and gotten these seductive dances. The negativity in the different names and demeaning of females, it doesn't have to be in the lyrics anymore. You know, the dances are going to come, you know. And so we talked about the subject of the lyrics and what have you. And, you know, the funny part about it is that the dances are always going to be there. We've tried to figure out how we can straighten this out with the negativity coming out, you know, as far as towards females. And we just say it should stop. You know,
but
other
you
than
know
that,
what?
You know, if we go to the dances and what have you, we hit another subject. How do we stop
but
this
you know,
side
but you,
of the dances to make
know
people more correct with their behavior
with,
and more classy?
I hate to use the fact of black women, but they have always exploited us. Even in the movies, and Road Dogg, you know, back in the day, they had the black women as prostitutes, not to be respected. They were considered a nothing, you know.
Sure.
And I know that you know. And then to see even now here, this is 2014, because, I mean, basically it seemed like it's targeted to our women. And the men, there are men. You know, you had the black men were the pimps. and the women were prostitutes, and they were all in the movies. And not only that, they were out and about throughout the cities. I mean, they were really existed pimps and prostitutes, and they exploited the black women. And it's happening now, 2014. So who's really to blame?
Well, I think it's the greed by the media.
Okay. All right.
That's the only way I can see it, is it's the greed by the media, because they have to put it out there.
Well, it started way back in the 70s and the 60s with the movie. So, I mean, and there were some black women and black men who would not take the part for their, like you said, greed. And you know, they wouldn't accept it. But it wasn't most of them, because most of them, due to desperation of money, they took it on. They went on and played those parts.
They call those movies that had the blacks as the pimps and what as black exploitation movies. And one person that I can tell you was Pam Grier.
Yeah.
And she did things in a movie that you couldn't figure out if she was a good lady or if she was, just a street hustler.
I know.
So I understand what you're saying, but it's the media that's allowing the exploitation that we haven't been able to stop. Just like in the negative lyrics on females, they've got to put their foot on it. I mean, we can teach at home, don't do, don't say, let's not, I don't want that around me, you shouldn't want that being played around you, listen to something better. But it's actually out of our control. As an individual, it's the media that has say we've had enough of it, that's putting it out here. You know, and the young artists, they have to be prepared to be better than and require a higher level to be seen on.
Who becomes more powerful, us or the media? The people or the media? Who becomes more powerful, the people or the media? Because if they keep saying they're promoting it, what do we do?
I don't buy it. So, you know, none of them's ever made a dime off me. Well,
no, I'm just saying.
All right, guys, I do want to say this. We're getting down to the roundup robin part of the show. And I kind of got controlled the last few minutes because I want to get you guys started. If you had in two sentences that you would say to a rapper to improve their game and to uplift women, what would those words be if you were the writer? What would you say that we could do as to improve our game? I want to start with John, and then I'm going to go down by everybody.
Only thing I can say, if you have a daughter, look into her eyes and rap your lyrics to her.
Amen. I like that, John. Amen.
That's
I like
good.
That. That was
that
strong.
Is wonderful.
That was powerful.
And he probably will.
That's powerful. Jametti. Jametti.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
What will your words be in a sentence or two?
Well, John kind of took that one. You know, it's more so, sitting in front of your kids, your nieces, your mom, you know, and, you know, get the lyrics. See what the response is.
Yeah. I'll say this. You're the apple of my eye, the essence of my heart, and nothing in your work could ever tear us apart. Those are the words I would say, because that's what you women are, and I really believe that from my heart. Wait, we're going to go to Quinn. What would you say to your mom, your sister, your daughter?
Well, what did I say to my daughter?
Mm-hmm.
No, well, I say to my daughter, be a woman. That's
Amen.
All I can say to my daughter. Whatever you do, be a woman. And the rapper, y'all keep doing the same thing.
I would say that you're not only your brother's keeper, you should be your sister's keeper, too. and take some responsibility in what you're saying. They always say, brother, are you your brother's keeper? You are your brother's keeper, but it's time for, you know, to be your sister's keepers too and protect and, you know, and be a part of nurturing your sisters as well.
Okay.
That was beautiful.
Right off.
Is it my turn?
Yes, sir.
Hey, all I can say is keep a clean house. Hey, try to live right. God bless you all. It's been a great show. Take it, Poetic.
Good night, everybody. I want to say thanks to everybody.
Those videos. You ever watch those videos on the back of the day with the women going on?
www.hiphopnational.com, guys. Y'all stay with us, and y'all keep pumping it up out there to the people that's out there. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
hiphopnational.com. Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.